This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got a couple of stories here if you want to hear them.
Oh, I love story time with BJ.
I think they're interesting. Okay. Remember a couple of days ago you and I brought up pirates?
Yes.
All right. On this show, and I don't know why this happens, but Jamie and I can bring up the most random thing there is in the world. And a few days later, usually the next day, you'll see a story about it that makes the news.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
This weird thing.
It's a weird intuition or coincidence, well, whatever you want to call it.
We were talking about, I said, because Jeff Bezos' ship had just been seen for the first time. And I said, I don't know if I'd want such a high profile, vessel because there's pirates. You know, I'm sure he has, some kind of defense on it, but still, I'd be scared of that.
2023, this is on Texnado. 2023 and there's pirates? Come on, guys. We even got that on that day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Pirate story.
Oh, what?
A major shipping lane has been attacked again by pirates. There's a ship that's missing. This ship is a cargo cruiser, or cruise cargo, whatever it's called. And all 16 members of the ship are locked in a safe room on the ship. And the pirates have it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Where is this?
They don't know where it's at.
Like Congo or something?
No, New Guinea.
Oh, New Guinea.
New Guinea.
Right.
But they took over the ship. They got on the ship armed with guns and took over the ship. The crew ran to the safe room, locked themselves in.
I didn't know they had a safe room.
They're inside the safe room right now as we speak, and they can't come out because the pirates have the ship.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
But I'm just crazy that that comes up.
It's right after you and I. Wackadoodle, man. Yeah, crazy. Uh-huh. Hold on, I'm looking at pirate jokes. Just trying to save it.
Pirate jokes.
Top 20 pirate jokes.
I can tell that one didn't impress you.
Well, it's fine.
But I'm thinking about these 16 people, man. Can't you just imagine they're locked in like a refrigerator or something on board this ship and they can't come out? Can't do anything because pirates are walking around the ship with guns.
What's the pirate's favorite part of a song?
The hook?
Yeah! How'd you know that?
Wow! I'm a pirate at heart.
My God, that was really good. That was impressive. Wow, okay.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You'd think it's the R, but it'd be the C, matey.
Well, that was dumb.
You just ruined it.
It be the sea, matey?
Yeah, because the sea, because they sail on the sea, so the C is their favorite letter instead of R.
Oh, we got it.
Misdirection.
Yep. Okay, anyway, we'll put those up.
All right, got another story.
Yeah.
All right, did you see this? A woman, we've been talking about this too, and here we go again. Remember the AI thing, disguising a voice, scamming people, all that?
Yep.
A person did it with Elon Musk's voice.
I saw this.
Scammed a woman who's the principal of a school. She writes a $100,000 check from the school to Elon Musk.
Yeah,
or at least she thinks she does.
I saw that.
And she was going to get a kickback from Elon Musk of what? Millions of dollars for the school.
Right. So I don't understand. So he asked her, this AI that sounds like Elon, asked her to send money.
Uh-huh.
$100,000.
She did it.
Oh,
here's the story.
God.
A school principal resigns after the school board says she wrote a $100,000 check to someone pretending to be Elon Musk.
And there's no doubt that Dr. McGee has done absolutely amazing things for the last 12 years in that school.
Albert Amalfitano is the Burns Science and Technology Charter School Board Chair. Today, he reflects on the mark left by former principal Dr. Jan McGee. She stepped down shortly after she signed that check.
It's a tough story to kind of believe, and if that's the case, it's then she was really, really really scammed.
She claims it was written in hopes of receiving $6 million in return for the school. However, Amalfitano says she signed off without telling anyone.
That's kind of like, a little shady as far as I'm concerned, but the investigation is going to tell everything.
Sounds like he doesn't believe her. That she took the money herself.
Well, it sounds like that he thinks that she was going to take some of the millions, is what it sounds like to me.
Like she was in it for herself only.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Man, and she's a PhD.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess she had 12 outstanding years performance-wise at school, but now she's resigned. She wasn't fired. She resigned. I guess the firing was coming. You can hear it in his voice, though. He's not buying it, is he?
Something's a little,
yeah.
I think he's just irritated. Like, are you stupid?
She wrote a $100,000 check thinking she's going to get $6 million from Elon Musk. Now, first of all, if Elon Musk called me, I wouldn't even know what his voice is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because they say there's no connection between her and Elon, except for asking for money.
Well, and don't we all know if anybody asks you for money to get money, you never do it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the oldest scam in the book, right?
You know what? I believe him. I think this woman is a scammer.
What do you mean?
I think she was trying to get some money for herself.
Of the millions?
Yeah,
because she didn't clear with anyone. Well, she didn't tell anyone about it.
Not only that, she's a very smart woman.
Yeah,
okay?
She has a PhD.
PhD.
Yeah.
And you're going to send $100,000 of the school's money, and your kickback's going to be $6 million? Now.
I know. Because, it's like when some guy from Nigeria, right? He writes us.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, listen, you've won $8 million, but you need to send me $250,000 to get it to pay the taxes on it or whatever. Right? How does a PhD do that?
Yeah, there's something going on here. I'm not buying her story either. I think she's a crook.
She might be.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.